The 15th of February 2021, my name is Fred and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1146. Let's get to it with today's topic, Plansant Goat and Big Big Wolf in 2020. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The new standards for animated content will be published by the end of this year, and the Guardian's rules will include a ban on violence following a recent crackdown by a number of Chinese animation companies, including Creative Power Entertainment. The Chinese film industry, with emerging films such as Dragon Ball Z, Kung Fu Panda 3 and Dragon Ball Z 2, among others, what really catches people's attention, however, is Plansant Goat, who wants to be with Plansant the Goat and Gray the Wolf and marry the Gray Wolf. But if a wolf catches a goat, the goat will win the heart of the wolf, which in turn will lead to an epic battle between Plansant and Plansant. The makers of the film say they never expected the antagonist, the Gray Wolf, to win him a dedicated adult following, but the phenomenon was really based on their creativity. Wolves have always been known as dark and wild animals, but the creators did not follow the old archetypal pattern and instead created a lovable antihero. This creative impulse is in fact embodied in the collective consciousness that has taken shape since the beginning of the new century. The 2018 anime winter season in Japan will also begin at the beginning of the new year, and one of the original animations from China is the popular anime series Big Big Wolf of the same name. It is gaining popularity with children all over the world and is now one of the most popular children's animations in the world. The series, which spans over 1,000 episodes, is by far the most popular animated series in Japan since its premiere in 2005. This list lists some of the best anime and Chinese animation, including some you may not know. Super Wings is co-produced by South Korea, China and the United States and is currently in its third season. The fifth installment, Loved Wolfie 2, grossed nearly $7 million in its first week after its August release. The franchise has been a huge success, having been successful at the box office in Japan, China and the United States since its 2009 release. It broke the record for the highest-grossing animated film in the U.S. with a total of $9.5 million. 3 million viewers watched the show in its first week, which reached the highest audience of any animated series in its history. The momentum continued, reaching an overall audience of 20 million viewers in March after 2 months of airing, a record for an animated television series. Founding figure Huang Weiming is also a testament to how much effort CPE has put into the series and how innovative it is. The company has invited renowned local entrepreneurs to invest in its new shares, including those such as Wang Jianlin, Larry Wang and Zhang Jiyong. Zhejiang TV was the channel that cancelled the show, while Beijing TV said it was unclear whether it would continue after the summer break. Imagia started producing animated films in 2002 and had a big success with a feature film in 2007, but lost out in 2009 with the animated film Astro Boy. The violence on the show has sparked calls for the creation of a classification system for animated TV shows to protect children from harmful content. Eric Hung, chairman of SLE, said, "Our partnership with Toon Express will improve the quality of our content for children and young adults in Hong Kong." Plansant Goat has been picked for criticism by some of the most watched TV news shows, which say the language is inappropriate. "Our vision is to be a leading provider of quality children's entertainment, offering a wide range of entertainment options for young children, adults and families." SLE plans to set up themed flagship stores in Shanghai, Beijing and Guangzhou, where customers can experience a one-stop service in an animated world, as well as an online store in Hong Kong. The investment will allow Toon Express to enter the retail clothing business and expand into the consumer goods business, he said. Pleasant Goats and Big Wolves are promoted as a green concept, based on the company's commitment to the environment and the sustainability of its products and services. In the flagship stores, children can shop, play, learn, and interact with mascot characters at the same time. Imagia chairman Francis Leung Pak said, "Our strategy as brand managers has always been to explore new initiatives to develop our business, including finding new channels to promote our brand and our cartoon characters." Imagia International Holdings Limited plans to make three films, including Big 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 Wolf, Big 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 Goat, and Pleasant Goat, by buying Toon Express Group, owned by SLE's parent company, the Hong Kong Film and Entertainment Group. Imagia, which is listed in Hong Kong, announced on February 18 that it would pay a further HK$230 million, based on the current market value of the company's shares and the valuation of Toon Express Group, in a deal that would bring the deal to more than HK$1 billion. The acquisition will be paid for by 1.38 billion additional shares that Imagia will issue to pay for the acquisition. This was Pleasant Goat and Big Big Wolf in 2020, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1146. My name is Fred Rodriguez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.